Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time after a night that we won't remember as one of the great classics between the Giants and the Dodgers. We've had so many of those this year. Tonight was not the Giants' night. Walker Buehler was really, really good.
Really one of the most remarkable games we've seen thrown against the Giants this year. He combined command with power. And the control that he showed just scraping the edges of the strike zone all night long. I mean, he really just didn't give much to hit. And because of that, they didn't make a lot of loud contact. I mean, he was fantastic. The effort from Buehler and the Dodgers' ability to hit with two strikes tonight were the difference in the game. And they had three big two-strike hits in the four-run third and just grinding at bats. And the Giants just could not put them away. And you cannot give Walker Buehler a lead. The Giants found that out. Not tonight. They found that out before. And they still are a team that has never beaten Walker Buehler.
I mean, they haven't handed him a loss. They've won a couple games this year that he has started, which is pretty remarkable when you consider that this is the fifth time he started a game against the Giants this year, and his ERA in those five starts is below one.
I mean, that's amazing.
They've won a couple of those games. That seems like kind of a miracle.
It truly is, because, I mean, he is so high quality, but, you know, they still like to get him out of there. I thought that the note that we were given from Mark Simon at Sports Info Solutions was sort of amazing. As good as he is, he has never faced more than 27 hitters in a game this year, which that's three times through a lineup. He's done that five times and never even faced a hitter, even one hitter, for a fourth time in any game he's pitched this year. So they'd like to get him out of there. And I guess when you look back at it, you'd have to say, well, it cost them a couple of times against the Giants, because they came back in games where because he's pitched great every single time. Probably not better than he's pitched tonight, but every single time. And as you say, it is sort of incredible that they won two of those games, but they didn't win them against him. They won it after he was out of there.
You know what's remarkable about him? Think back when we saw him early in the year when they didn't have a rule against the stick-em stuff, and his spin rate was one of the highest in the league, and he was throwing a lot of high fastballs. And there was a game early in the year when he kind of lost command of his curveball and his cutter, and he just rode the high fastball across the letters, and they weren't even fouling it off. And it was a remarkable performance. Then the rule got changed, and no longer could you have stick-em, and it didn't slow him down. He went right back out there, and the next time the Giants saw him, he pitched exactly like he pitched tonight. He used all of his pitches. He had tremendous command. He used both sides of the plate, knee-high command at the belt, both corners of the strike zone, just wherever he wanted to throw it. He was dart-throwing with everything. Now, he's pretty special.
Yeah, it was his night, that's for sure. And not Anthony DeSclafani's third inning, at least. The Dodgers got him out of the game early. And win this one 8-0. We will have some news on Buster Posey and pick some players of the game right after this. All right, before you pick players, Gabe Kapler talking after the game just a moment ago. Buster Posey did feel dizziness after taking that foul ball off the mask. He was monitored for a concussion. He was not diagnosed with a concussion, but the team is going to continue to monitor him. Apparently, he is feeling better now. But we know how that goes. I mean, it is no guarantee. So just keep your fingers crossed about Buster Posey. Gabe Kapler says he's optimistic because Buster seems to be feeling much better now, and usually that doesn't happen if you're in some trouble. So I think that's good news overall, but still, that would be the biggest news of all coming out of this game if something were really to happen to Buster. So
yeah,
let's hope for the best.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a start off for him anyway, so maybe you can just give him a day and he'll be feeling fine in the morning. That's, I think, all you can hope for.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick players of the game. And you want me to go first tonight?
Lead us out.
Yeah, okay. I want you to go for all three of us, Dave.
I could dig deep and find something. maybe.
We have this rap rule, of course. You're not allowed to pick a Dodger, so some nights that presents some challenges for picking players.
By the way, I got a message here from Kipe. Yeah. He says, my pick tonight? I don't have a pick.
Yeah, okay. Good night to take a pass. I'll go with Dominic Leone. I thought, Dominic had the one real bad inning against the Pirates, and he hadn't pitched since then. So he's kind of been sitting on that for, that was 5 days ago. And I know Gabe Kapler wanted to get him into a game. It just didn't work out before tonight. So I think tonight was a nice game for Dominic Leone just to kind of get back in the saddle, as they say, and feel better. He's had such a good year for the Giants. So anyway, Dominic Leone, good to see him out there. And for the most part, throwing strikes, he had a nice clean inning.
Yeah, he had a really nice breaking ball tonight. That was completely different than his last outing where it kind of had a little roll to it. So good pick. I like that.
Yeah, he looked good.
That's my guy.
All right, good. That's good.
There's
work
one.
There. Good work there,
that's
Dave.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, you guys want to actually make a pick? John, would you like to go next?
All right, well, I'm going to go with Jose Alvarez.
Yeah.
Because when he came in, the Dodgers, number one, they had two men on base, and they had the 4-0 lead already. He got out of that, and then he gave them a strong fourth inning through the he started off with Buehler, but then he faced the meat of the order. There was an error by Vossler in there that prolonged the inning, but he got through it. And this is at a spot where I think the Giants still held out hope that maybe they'd get something going, they'd stay close. And if they didn't get all four back against Buehler, maybe by the time the bullpeners started coming in, maybe, So anyway, he did a really nice job. And he's become such a reliable guy in this bullpen. So, Jose Alvarez.
Yep.
Good pick. I was going to take him if you didn't. But that leaves me with Darren Ruff. And Darren Ruff had the loudest ball hit off of Walker Buehler today. It was a base hit. And what's significant about it is that he had his birthday today, and he got a hit off Walker Buehler, who had his birthday today. So both guys born on July 28th, and for that reason, getting a hit off Buehler and the loudest noise made off a baseball bat tonight by a Giant was the birthday boy, Darren Ruff.
Yeah. And he out-hit Buehler.
He out-hit him.
Buehler didn't get any hits at all.
Nope. Not a hit.
No, not at all. Good pick, Darren Ruff, getting a chance to play against a right-hander. That's a tough matchup for any right-handed hitter.
that's kind of a good news, bad news. Yeah. Hey, Darren, I got some good news for you, and I have some bad news for you.
You're in the lineup tonight. Darren Ruff, good pick, Mike. All right, what's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? Well, let's see if the Giants can dig deep. I mean, both teams are shorthanded, so the Dodgers aren't feeling sorry for anybody. But the Giants are shorthanded right now. Johnny Cueto against David Price. Giants need Johnny Cueto to pitch well tomorrow.
They do. Two old-timers going at each other.
Those are two guys who pitched a lot of games in their careers.
These guys have been around a long, long time.
Did Cueto match up with Adam Wainwright or no?
Yeah,
I think he did.
Wainwright.
Yes,
so,
he did.
I mean, it's sort of similar to that where, that's the experience on the mound tomorrow. And Cueto pitched well in that game. So tomorrow in front of the big crowd, I expect he'll pitch well again. That's tomorrow. Afternoon.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
They go out and win that ball game, and then by the end of the game, they won't even remember this game tonight.
Correct. Yeah.
So, that's the beauty of baseball.
All right. What's on deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. We'll take our break and come back and have the highlights for you right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.